Except,
I love it.
Yeah, it was pretty wild.
It's 99.1 PLR. This is John Kamal, and we got Pangea in the house. What's going on? We got Mike, we got Nick, we got Jeff. What's up, boys?
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for being here. You guys sound great. And, you know, we're talking because you guys have been around for a couple of months now, and you guys have, I mean, I guess, how long has the band been around at this point? Like really playing shows. Has it been a year yet?
It's in April we had our first gig, but the lineup has changed since then.
Right.
And we've kind of really settled into like a core group of guys at this point.
Yeah. Well, all right. So you guys have this coming weekend, the show at Park City Music Hall, which I am very excited about. But tell me about the beginning of this band. Cause like you said, there's been some lineup changes.
Okay. So 2 years ago, Chris was teaching lessons.
Chris, your drummer. Yeah.
Chris Studebaker was teaching lessons, out of that spot down in Norwalk. The Factory Underground.
Underground.
Yeah, Underground.
Yeah, yeah. Love that place.
So we got together with just friends to just jam on this kind of material, that Afrobeat thing.
So describe the band's sound, because you guys aren't, you know, something that most people would normally see when they go out on a Saturday night.
Yeah. True. Yeah. I mean, Jeff, what do you think? What do we sound like, buddy?
I mean, it's kind of like the Afrobeat influence, but there's also like Sam is into like, our conga players like into like all that salsa and Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Chris likes the Brazilian stuff. He was like recently teaching me some rhythms, and then, you know, everybody like, you and George and come from like jazz backgrounds.
Yeah.
And Will. Mike and
Will is like an encyclopedia of all music.
Yeah.
Will is just like,
he's
so
an
impresario.
He's
like jukebox. Like, he's just like, well, we're hanging out. I put a song on. Oh, yeah, I know that band. Oh, I've heard these guys. Oh, yeah. Like,
he used to own that jazz venue in Bridgeport in Black Rock. Yeah.
Black Rock.
Smoke.
For like 2 or 3 years back.
Really?
In the late 90s. Yeah. I just found about
it. I'd never even heard of that.
He had Heavy Cats coming through there, and as like he would throw Darian on stage back in the day.
Yeah.
He has a bunch of funky stories. Yeah,
that's wild.
Sure.
From like, 98, 99, 2000, something
before
like that.
Before my time.
Yeah.
Well, before my time of like, I was on the planet.
I
wasn't like getting
I was
down.
Like a child. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, okay. So would world music be an accurate descriptor? Do you guys embrace that term or reject that term?
I think we've kind of outgrown it almost at this point.
I mean, outgrown is fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, we're not like a Putumayo band, you know? It's not like, you know, we're presenting world music, you know? We're kind of doing our own thing.
Okay.
So.
And you guys say Afrobeat. Describe Afrobeat for somebody who isn't like overly familiar. Cause Nick, I mean, you've introduced me to so much like weird, like Sun Ra and like, you know, all kinds of,
awesome.
You know, and Fela Kuti and like stuff like that over the years. But before that, I had never really heard or had any idea.
Well,
what
I mean,
this music
like
was.
Fela is the epitome of the whole thing, right? You know, and that's where, James Brown got all of his influence, you know, in, like halfway through his whole career. And I don't know, it's like just really funky music that, like, all hits the one really hard, and every single instrument is a drum, and you kind of weave this like tapestry, this groove tapestry, and you know, hopefully there's some fat horn licks on top of it, you know, that's
weaving a groove tapestry.
Yeah,
that's
a
line.
Groove tapestry.
Put that
maybe
in our bio.
Yeah,
you should put groove tapestry.
We need
in
to
your bio.
Sell tapestries.
Yeah, dude. Right.
Pangea Tapestries. Hit us up on our website. Come to a show.
So, all right, when you guys first got started, when you guys first start putting this together, I know you guys were playing with McNulty a lot. You guys were playing with Matt McNulty, Matt McNulty and friends, very, you know, well-known guy around this area, covers a lot of Fish, is the, you know, lead guitar player and band leader for Talkpack Sound System, Talking Heads, Wolfpack, and which band did I miss? LCD Sound System,
yeah, right.
You know, cover me. So, you know, well-known guy, great player. Are you guys still collaborating, or how did that partnership happen, and where did the split occur?
You know, we were looking for a guitar player, and you know, Chris had talked to Matt, and Matt came in hot, and he had a lot of opportunities right away. That's how we got that Alchemy gig, and met all those cats. And he had that date for us in April that really kind of jump started the band, and got us like fired up and had our first like iteration, our first moment with you know, and then enter Jeff when Matt flew to go see Fish. We had like a gig in Brooklyn, and Jeff was our sub. And he never left. We love him.
Yeah. I've been adopted.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, and Matt, we, you know, we love Matt and we'd love to have him back on stage. We still call him.
I'm sure you will.
You know,
I'm sure you will. And yep, of course.
So, but you know, he's got, like you said, he has like three other bands going on, yeah, and you know, he's always out and about.
Guy's
so,
a pro. He's a hustler.
Yeah. He's hustling. Sure.
He's a lot of fun to play with.
Yeah,
sure.
I know. We sounded really good at that
there,
show.
Man.
Yeah,
he's
great.
Nuts.
Yeah.
He's nuts.
I mean, that, great the tone. Alchemy set was like, you know, me, him, guitar. We even had Matt Camp up there on Saturday.
Yeah,
it was just
was
like
wild.
Super group.
Matt Camp. I mean, Matt Camp
on that stage. Like,
Matt Camp from
back,
Jelly and from so many other.
I go back and watch the videos from Alchemy.
I know.
It's just like monster.
We sounded really great that night.
Dude, that day kicked so much ass just in general. That was so much fun.
Dude, and then that whole like dueling guitar moment
it was
you
fun.
Had
he
in
kinda,
the set.
So Matt just kind of hopped in.
Yeah.
Like, we've been rehearsing a lot and like shaping these songs and then it was kind of like almost like an open jam at some moments.
Nothing
really planned, just on the spot.
You were just there.
Just super fun.
Right, just there.
Improv. But.
And this was like Mike's, was like your first show?
Oh, I did the one in Brooklyn.
Right, no, you did the Brooklyn. Right.
This was my first time on a real stage with you.
Yeah,
like that was like
that was the first show for like this version of Pangea.
I would say Alchemy was the first, with, like this solid band members, like first on the bill.
This is the
public
version.
Show.
Yeah, for
that,
sure.
That was it.
That was it.
Kickoff,
right? I mean, and this is well, yeah, but this feels like the completed version. Mike, you can move up on that thing just a little bit more.
Sorry.
That's okay. So talk to me about songwriting. So how does this process? Okay, Nick, I mean, you and I have been in a band
where
you are the musical director. Basically, actually, it's kind of just been all of my bands.
Yeah,
in Black Rock that I've been
well,
in.
Well, I
ones
kept
of,
you. I
the
kept
ones of
you.
Any
You're
note.
Mine.
Yeah, you've kept me around. You've kept me around. We've kept the same circle of like.
You're my silver fox jukebox,
right.
Baby. Yeah, I got the lines today.
Oh
yeah.
My God,
that's pretty good.
I'm the silver fox jukebox.
Yeah,
look at me,
dude.
Oh, this is great. Yeah. I'm using that.
Yeah, you're
I'm
welcome.
Using that. But so, dude, I mean, you know, if my and I don't know the inner workings of this band like well, like, but you are Nick, the kind of the musical director of the band, correct?
Yeah, I'd try and call the shots in rehearsals.
Yeah,
you know, and give cues, and like set up some tunes. But I mean, we're all kind of growing into our own voices.
Yeah,
you know, and everyone has some serious input. Like it's really awesome.
So tell me about that. So in a band with this many varying styles and this many, you know, players and creators, how do you go about writing a song?
All right. Well, normally I kind of start with like a skeleton.
Yeah.
You know, and Mike's there at the beginning.
Usually.
Of the skeleton.
Like me holding the back end down.
Yeah, we got to figure that out first.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Is like where I start from the ground up. Normally it's like me scatting some drums in my head while I'm driving or like in the shower or something, and then I send something to Jeff or Chris.
A lot of voice memos.
Yeah, a lot of voice memos.
A lot of voice
memo
work.
Yeah,
I know.
There's
move.
Like that
me singing
like
a dinosaur. And then, you know, the past few tunes, Jeff, you've been coming up with like melody lines and like horn licks and stuff. You know, sometimes like Sammy and Will and Chris will bring like some hits and some, you know, dynamic ideas and things. And then it kind of all weaves together from there. George hops on. He'll like throw in some harmony.
George, the saxophone player.
Yeah, our set.
Georgios.
Giannios.
G-sharp.
Yeah, nice one. You know, and... then by the end of it, it's kind of like we have a completed tune, you know?
Yeah.
And this guy right here has been really working on it.
It's sort of like in this band, and, you know, I've been playing in bands all my life.
Yeah.
Everyone, like, respectively knows their place in the band. knows their part, what they contribute.
Yeah.
And it seems to work. Like, you know, we come up with a skeleton and everyone is just quick. They're on their feet about writing these parts, kind of knowing, okay, maybe this is like more this style or this rhythm, this feel. And then it kind of goes from there.
Well, it's tough
it's
to
like
have.
Almost like falls into place most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to keep this large of a group of musicians like together and like and in sync with each other. Like, you know, I mean, I keep referencing like me and Nick's past work. Like, you and I have been in big bands, dude.
Yeah,
like, we've
dude.
Never
it's
done
never,
like the power trio thing no. has never been. It's always been a crew of guys,
6 to 11.
Even
people.
Tracy Joe and yeah. the Toads, yeah. right at our full size, yeah, is six people on
at
stage
least.
With
yeah.
a lead singer.
Yeah.
So it's and Jeff, you know, with Drop Party, you're no stranger to leading and.
It's always been like a big collaborative
right,
effort.
Because your other band, Drop Party, is like
seven
of you guys.
Three horns. Drummer, yeah, percussion. Man. It's almost like, yeah, the same kind of instrumentation.
Yes. But. So, I mean, tell me how you keep that many, like that many different personalities sorted together. How do you keep that many people under control? Do you guys go with like, is there a strict hierarchy in the, you know, in the room? Is there a writing hierarchy as opposed to an onstage hierarchy? Like, how does that work?
That's a good one. Well, I guess the hierarchy in the room is kind of like what's helping us get the most done.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you've kind of stepped into a role where, like, you know, producer Mike over here, like recording stuff,
bit, yeah.
helping up with the metronomes and like keeping track of some of the good ideas we've had on the like off the cuff, like the new one, Sister Snake, was like
yeah,
your
yeah,
bass
yeah.
line. That we played like once in a jam, and then we listened back, and we were like, "Oh, that's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to work on this." Mm-hmm. You know, I've been given the mantle of, you know, like kind of like rehearsing everybody, but you know, things on stage just kind of happen, man. You know, sometimes Georgios is there with the cues, you know, and he's out front, and
yep.
sometimes Will is. You know, yelling at everyone because it's like his moment kind of situation, or Chris is cueing everybody. So it is a collaborative effort, and it's easy to get lost in the music. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So,
yeah.
Especially when you're, you know, weaving that groove tapestry for like 8
yeah.
minutes, dude.
That's right.
You're like
mesmerizing.
Yeah, it's like staring into a candle. You know.
Yeah. How much of it is figured out beforehand, and how much does the jam come into play like live? You know what I mean? Because you guys sound pretty synced up most of the time, and then obviously people take their solos and like you can have a little bit more, it becomes a little more open, but it always sounds very cohesive. How much of that is improv and how much of that is written?
We have our song structures
yeah.
for the most part, so Nick is the one we usually look to for calling out, you know, like, oh, we're going to the head or going to the C section or whatever. So we've kind of learned to look for that. At the same time, we've gotten really good at listening to the other guys where they're going.
Mm.
And it's kind of like,
yeah,
we can kind of go weird places. And as long as you're keeping your ears open and you're following the other guy's lead, it works out.
As if someone needs like another 8 or 16 measures, like sometimes you just gotta give it to them. You know what I mean?
Let it roll.
And wait till they open their eyes. So that we can say like hits, you know?
Right.
And that's just been a lot of fun. You know, it really feels like we're playing a game out there, you know?
Yeah.
So, It's we're passing the ball
some
around.
Of the songwriting, like we wrote, like Sister Snake, Safe Place, Good Days, like those were they were pretty quick on the spot.
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah.
maybe one or two practices, and we're like, okay, we have the foundation.
Yeah, and this is a thing that you're ready to bring on stage.
Let's put some sparkle on it now.
Yeah,
yeah, we're constantly
like,
going back and like, how are we gonna?
I feel like
you know
Chris
connect in a new way on this tune.
Like,
yeah, for
you
sure.
Know, try and push writing new stuff and. I think everybody, that's like the goal is just cranking out tunes, really.
Yeah, Chris is great at keeping the momentum up on
yeah,
everything, you
like,
know.
Chris is like, he's like the scribe when it comes to the tempos.
Yeah.
Like the whatever.
As
the
a good drummer should be, yeah.
He has like an app on his phone with like all the set list in order with the BPM going.
Oh, yeah.
And Will Diaz is like always has his phone recording all the time.
And he's
blasting off like the next morning after practice. I just get like 10
voice messages. Yeah.
Of like all the stuff.
Everything that happened.
Oh,
yeah.
Of course,
that's
you have to drop everything.
That's great, but when it happens in the moment, I'm like, dude, shut up.
A little bit. It's like, now I have to drop everything to listen to myself.
But that's like the great thing about this band is like everyone outside of the music is talented in other ways. And then we contribute to the band. Like, you know, Chris does his thing with the tempos and keeping us on track.
Mike's been doing a lot of, wait, hold on. I can't let Jeff say the like sit here and say that about other people and not about himself, because that's some nonsense. As a composer, as a player, and all of that we've like covered, but as an audio engineer, I mean, you tell me, you guys are going to release that Porch Fest
we kind of
set as an album. Is it out? Is it out on like Apple Music and stuff like that?
No, it's not out right now. So what I did, we played Porch Fest.
Yeah.
Shout out BlackRock.
Yeah.
Back in August, and I just went full production.
I
need to take advantage. We're going to play a killer set. I brought all my gear out, multi-tracked it, mixed it at home. It sounded amazing.
Yeah, he had that big. You had that big suitcase on the stage.
Big suitcase with my laptop and microphones. Yeah. Everything was mic'd up, and it's just been super fun. Like everybody's just like, this is like.
That was the we were all really hyped up for that one.
That was a good set. So, and we got a lot of the new ones out. You know, I think we debuted a couple songs, and it's been fun. And I think we have some plans. to record.
We can
the Nest and just get it going.
No, yeah, talk, boys. I mean, you know, you're not under contract. You guys are recording something right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're happening. No, it's happening.
You're not breaking a proximity clause by telling it. No, not at all.
We're like
free agents.
We're DIY.
Yeah,
we're doing our thing. We're independent. We're about to go in the lab.
Right.
The Nest. Shout out BlackRock.
Yes, indeed.
And just do our thing. Just set some gear up and just.
Yeah, we're getting ready for a long winter, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just making everything really crispy and nice recordings and coming back strong for springtime. You know, we're planning to play like the Bridgeport Art Trail in November and like you know, hopefully we can rustle up another date, you know, in the winter time, but I think we're just it's like we already have like 8 originals or something like that
eight
that are like
ten,
polished.
That's an album.
That's what I mean. The eight is an album.
We're like ready to go.
Yeah.
You know?
So we're trying to release some stuff over the winter.
Tell me about this Park City show though. All right. You guys are playing with Two Bob Crew, who I saw for the first time, God, what, 10 something years ago. They're awesome. That's such a fun pairing with you guys, but that's just going to be an awesome show. Tell me about that show.
Well, the band is Armo. It's members of Two Bob Crew.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Members of Two Bob Crew, Antti Balas, TV on the Radio.
Oh, and Antti Balas too. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Jordan McLean and Marcus's group. You know, with those cats. I should have printed a list with all of their names, but you know, Will knows Jordan, which is how we kind of rustled up that gig.
Will your conga player? Yeah,
that's what I mean. It's like
Will,
you know,
knows so many people.
The club on, he is like a serious head.
It was
he
something
knows
that
everyone.
Was like brought up as a joke almost at band practice.
Yeah, he's like,
and
oh yeah, I'll text
Will's
him.
Like, oh, I'll text him. Like we went to a wedding together or something, or we go to parties occasionally together.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
what do we have to lose?
You know,
they're coming
to Park City,
yeah.
And like we're just over the moon. You know, we're like listening to Antti Balas and you know Two Bob Crew and. I recently discovered TV on the Radio, and they have like a really interesting, you know, indie sound.
Yeah.
Have been like around for so long, you know, like
they're the only ones out of those bands that we just mentioned that I don't know.
Well,
Antti Balas and Two Bob Crew, I know.
Yeah. Deep Brooklyn, you know,
indie rock. Indie. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
They have a scene. And
Joe
like Wilbur. the band, sounds so good, like their band camp page, everything sounds so good. So we're just bowing down a little bit, and want to show them a great show. Want to show them a good time coming out to Bridgeport for us, you know. So, and we just want to crush it, like all the originals, choice covers, radio edits, hitting it hard. You know what I
mean. Sweet. Yeah.
Smacking the one.
We might have some special guests too sit in on our.
Yeah,
I think we're trying to coordinate something.
Okay.
You know, they want to get in the Pangea mix a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of the pieces, some of the artists that you just mentioned.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think there's something bland, which is going to be special.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What time you guys hit?
It's going to
9 o'clock.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Doors at 8. And we're on at 9.
Yeah.
Playing a 75-minute set.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then Armo is going to kick it after that.
I love it, man. Yeah. I'm pumped.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good show.
Friday night.
Pangea World Beat, Friday night, Park City Music Hall. It's going to be a great time. Thank you guys for coming in here and talking to me for a little bit. That was a good time.
We had a great time, John.
Thanks for having us,
You're the best,
John.
Man.
Yeah, boys.